Hello, I'm Tom Rollins, president of The Teaching Company. These lectures are part of the Superstar Teachers series. They are produced by The Teaching Company. The lectures on these tapes are titled Europe and Western Civilization in the Modern Age, Part 3. The lecturer is Dr. Thomas Childers. Dr. Childers graduated from the University of Tennessee in 1969 with a degree in history. He received his doctorate from Harvard University in 1976 and is now professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Childers has held visiting professorships at numerous colleges and universities, including Cambridge University, Smith College, and Swarthmore College, and has lectured in London, Oxford, Berlin, Munich, and other universities throughout the United States and Europe. Lecture 25, The International System, 1871 to 1890.
Hello. In our past two lectures, we've focused on European intellectual, cultural, and social currents, you might say undercurrents, which over the last quarter of the 19th century and into the 20th tended to challenge the established intellectual order in Europe, to challenge the cultural orientation and social mores of European life. In this period, the fin de siècle, the belle époque in many ways, as it was called in France, a period of enormous confidence and enormous power for the Europeans. With this lecture, our 25th, we begin a series of lectures devoted to the Great War, the coming of the First World War, 1914 to 1918, a war, a conflict of such colossal proportions that it would fundamentally change the way Europeans viewed their polity, the way they viewed European culture, civilization, and undermined much of that confidence, that brimming sense of ethnocentrism that one saw prevalent before the outbreak of the Great War. In many respects, I think one can argue that the Great War of 1914 to 1918 marks the end of the 19th century, and at the same time is the beginning of yet another great conflict in the 20th, the First and Second World Wars, as we had occasion to mention at the very outset of these lectures. The First and Second World Wars, taken together, as I think they almost certainly must be, really represent a major turning point in European history. More than that, they have, I think, the same revolutionary impact on European life, indeed life on this planet, as had the French and Industrial Revolutions of the 18th and early 19th centuries. In this lecture, our 25th, we're going to turn our attention to the establishment of a new state system, an international system that was created after 1871 largely as the result of the diplomacy of Otto von Bismarck, the prime minister and foreign minister of the new German state. Between 1871 and 1890, Bismarck would largely craft an international system that was based on the premise of German domination on the continent, not in any military sense, but a diplomatic hegemony on the continent, and would guarantee stability, indeed would guarantee peace for 20 years. In Europe in 1871 had weathered a series of short, decisive wars. The Austro-Prussian War with Denmark in 1864, the Austro-Prussian War in 1866, and most astonishingly, the Franco-Prussian War of 1870-71, and none had degenerated into a general European-wide conflagration. Amazingly enough, these wars had been contained. None lasted more than a few months. Indeed, even the Crimean War in the 1850s had not been a major conflict. Now, in 1871, Europe confronted a new international system. For the first time, a full complement of nation states dominated the European continent. A new German state in the center of Europe now had come into existence, as well as a united Italy.